thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg. And finding your faith on your own can be very challenging, but helping others find faith is sometimes quite a bit more challenging. So that's what we're going to be discussing today. There's a really great article on LDS.org in the Liahona about helping others find faith in Christ. So Pope Benedict, one of the Pope Benedicts, lamenting the weakening of the Christian churches in Europe and Australia and the United States, said there's no longer evidence for a need of God, even less of Christ. He added, the so-called traditional churches look like they are dying. Well, that's kind of a frightening thought. We've moved away from traditional worship in a lot of ways, and most people say that they are spiritual rather than religious. Have you heard people say that before? I'm spiritual, but I'm not necessarily, you know, a believer in traditional or practicing religion. Well, if a teaching fits their lifestyle, then they accept it and it becomes a part of their faith. If it does not, they develop their own man-made faith. Faith and spirituality are now viewed as consumer products. Materialism has taken over and replaced God. How sad to see, especially such sad words coming from the Pope. Well, as you see the weakening of Christian faith in society, your own faith has to become more firm and sure. Helaman declares, remember that it is upon the rock of our Redeemer, who is Christ, the Son of God, that ye must build your foundation, that when the devil shall send forth his mighty winds, yea, his shafts in the whirlwind, yea, when all his hail and his mighty storm shall beat upon you, it shall have no power over you to drag you down to the gulf of misery and endless woe because of the rock upon which ye are built, which is a sure foundation, a foundation whereon, if men build, they cannot fall. Wow. Well, those are strong words for sure. So a lot of you may be asking, well, what can I do to help this situation? About a month ago, a church leader speaking in church suggested four things that we can do to bring others back to their Christian faith. And some of these things are really easy, and you already may be doing some of them, but many times the simple things are all you need. And if you're really consistent with these things, you can feel confident in helping others with their own faith. Number one, pray daily. That's something I think that once you get in the habit of it, maybe it's not that hard. But if you get out of the habit of it, man, it seems like it's been forever since you've done it. So try to be consistent with your daily prayer. Number two, study the scriptures daily. Again, one of those things that, what do they say? It takes 3 weeks to build a habit. If you can do it for 3 weeks, then you're good and you're good to go. And especially as we head into the new year, maybe that's a goal of yours to read the scriptures. Number three, remain worthy to attend the temple. And if you aren't a member of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, strive to rid yourself of temptations, etc., anything that's affecting your spirituality. And number four, give daily acts of service. That's something I think that instantly boosts your mood, makes you feel more connected to Christ and to God. Well, President Thomas S. Monson said, who the Lord calls, the Lord will qualify. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.